So the way I would think about understanding something as complex as social cognition or social behavior is the operative word here is understanding. And understanding for us nowadays in science means a comprehension of this across many levels of analysis. So 20 years ago, it would have been fine to understand language or social motivation or parental care at the level of behavior. And there is still a very deep amount of research that's necessary to characterize the behavior. But increasingly in this decade, understanding means now getting at it at other levels. Other levels can kind of cascade down. So you go from the level of observed behavior to the level of observing what's happening within brain networks and systems, to then understanding what's happening at a cellular basis and how those systems within the brain, how those networks form, and more at a molecular level, what is changing within cells to drive a certain kind of development, to bias a certain kind of behavior, to permit something like language to actually take place. And that's where often the kinds of tools that are used now from genetics are having the most information. So we're talking about genes or molecular level, cellular level, systems level, ultimately the behavioral level, which then divides up between individual behavior and then finally social behavior and what happens within social networks.